Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Chulin, Perigimel, Mishnah Gimel. When we say, something is treif, don't eat it, doesn't have a good hashgacha. So Stam is like, what does a person mean when he says something is treif? We use the word treif sometimes to describe anything that's not kosher. But really, when you say something is treif, that means something very, very specific. The Pasuk says, Ibasar basada treifa loy seichelu. Literally, if you see meat, treifa, ripped, an animal was attacked, it was ripped into, the meat is torn on the field, you shall not eat it. This animal is still alive. But it was attacked by another animal, and now we know that it won't be able to live for 12 months because of its wounds. If the animal actually died, it's nevela, it's not treifa. Treifa means that the animal is alive, and even if it had shechita, the shechita still doesn't help to make it mutter biachila. Now, it doesn't have to be that the animal was attacked. It could be the animal has a natural problem. But either way, there's something there which we can point to and say, uh-oh, this animal won't be able to live for 12 months, and therefore it's known as a treifa. And now the Mishnah is going to give us a list. Elu treifos bebehema mesechtes chulin peri gimel Mishnah Aleph. These are the treifos in animals. The first one, nekuvas haveshet. Remember, we've already said veshet is the food pipe. This animal has a hole in the wall of the food pipe. So the Bat Tanura explains this. The food pipe, by the way, also known as the esophagus, is like a tube or a straw that goes from the mouth to the stomach. Human beings have one as well. That's how we eat. The walls of this straw or pipe or tube have two layers of skin, on the outside and on the inside. The outside is reddish and the inside is white. You know, there's such a candy, a kind of licorice. The outside is red, the inside is white. There's like two layers. If there's a hole in both layers, even if it's not through and through, the hole isn't in the same place, then it's treifa. But if there's a hole in just one of the layers, that would not make the animal treifa. So again, this is the first of the treifas, nekuvas haveshet. A hole in both layers of the food pipe. The second treifa. By the way, we're going to see 18 in this Mishnah, 18 examples of treifa. So we have 17 more to go. It doesn't mean that once you learn this Mishnah, you'll be able to paskin shailas. Rabbanim learn hilchas treifas a long time with the Gemara and the Sugyas and the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Paiskim, and then you need practical shemesh, because it's one thing to learn it in a Mishnah or in the Shulchan Aruch and then to see it and understand. But we're going to just move slowly. This is our first step. The second of the 18 treifas we're going to see in our Mishnah is Ifsukas HaGargeris. The Gargeris is the windpipe, otherwise known as the trachea. This is also kind of a tube or pipe, straw, whatever you want to call it. It's hollow on the inside, obviously, like the food pipe. And the air goes through from the mouth to the lungs. Yes, human beings have them as well. The Gargeris in this behemoth was cut into, and it's a deep cut. How deep? It has to go more than halfway through the space on the inside of this tube, of this Gargeris. They have to know which part is cut, which can be counted as roiv, which not. And furthermore, says the Bat Tanura, we're talking about where the cut or the rip is to the width. In other words, imagine you have a straw, and the straw is breaking. Someone, like, cut down. Chop the straw in half. But if the cut is along the length of the straw, not along the width of the straw, let's say I have a piece of licorice, right? And I want to break it in half. I want to give my friend half, so I break it in half. That's along the width. But let's say I want to be really cute. I'm cutting it along the length. So like, my friend has half a pipe of licorice along the whole length, and I have a half a pipe of licorice along the whole length. What if the cut over here on the Gargeris is in the length? So then the halach is, even if it's cut along most of the area of this pipe, it's still kosher as long as the top and the bottom are whole, are connected. What's the difference if it's cut down the middle or it's cut along the length? And the answer is when it's cut down the middle in the width, it's not going to heal because as the animal bends its neck, just the opposite, it rips even more. On the other hand, when it's cut along the length, as the animal moves, it folds together, it heals. Okay, so that was the second one. Now we go to the third tereifa. Nikav krum shelmayach. If there's a hole in the inner skin, that's around the brain. Zakta batanura, that the brain is surrounded by two skins. They're like soft coverings. It's called a membrane. There's an outer one, which is thicker, and that's connected to the skull, on the inside of the skull. Underneath that, there's a thinner skin that wraps around the brain itself. If that inner skin, the one that goes around the brain itself, has a hole in it, the animal is treifa. Even if there's no hole at all in the outer skin, and even if the skull itself is not damaged. But if there's a hole in the outer skin, that doesn't make a treifa. Vaita treifa number four. Nikav halev lebeis chaloloi. Nikav, there's a hole, halev, in the heart, that went all the way through lebeis chaloloi into one of its two openings or one of its two chambers. The heart, explains the Batanura, has two main chambers, one on the right and one on the left. If there is a hole in the wall of the heart that goes all the way through, then the animal is treifa. The Batanura adds over here that the animal would also be treifa if there's a hole in one of the two large pipes that carry the blood away from the heart. That's called the aorta, or in Lashon Kodesh, the sechus shebelev. But if there's a hole in the heart but it doesn't go all the way through, it's not treifa. Weiter says the Mishnah. Number five. Nishbara Hashidra. The spine was broken. V'nifsak Hachutshala. And the skin around the spinal cord snapped or was cut. The spinal cord is the main structure of the behemoth. For that matter, a person. By a person, the spine runs along the center of his back. By a behemoth, it also runs along the back, except by a behemoth, that's on 4 feet. The top of the behemoth is really the back that has the spine. It's horizontal. By a person who stands upright, it's vertical. The spinal cord, like everything else in the body, is an amazing thing that we can't even understand. We'll never understand the neflos ha-boire. But what it is a bundle of nerves, and it passes through the bones of the spine. The spine has the bones, and there are nerves that come through it. And they're also surrounded by a skin. Now, if there's a cut through the skin that goes more than halfway around the actual spinal cord, then the animal is treifa. Wait a second. Are you telling me that the nerves themselves are whole? The bone is whole. It's just in the skin that makes it treifa? The answer is yes. That's the metzias. Without that skin intact, the animal will not live for 12 months. Either Mishnah says Nishbra HaShedra, that the Shedra broke. The answer is because that's usually how this happens, that there's a cut in the skin. If the Shedra didn't break, you're not going to have a cut in the skin. But what makes the animal treifa is not really the broken bone. It's the cut in the skin. So again, reviewing this fifth treifa, Nishbra HaShedra, the spine was broken, and therefore, v'nifsak hachutshala, the membrane or the skin that surrounds the nerves that run between the bones, that snapped, that has a cut, that makes the animal treifa. Treifa number six, nitel hakaved, if the liver was removed, v'lo nishtarim enuklum, and nothing remains of it. You know, when we think liver, we think, chopped liver that you eat Shabbos afternoon. The liver is one of the most important parts of the body. A person can't live without a healthy liver. The liver is an organ that cleans the blood. And if you remember your science, it produces something called bile. And this bile, this liquid, is what our body needs to digest food. If an animal doesn't have a liver, it can't live. But it does not need its whole liver. Even if a little of it remains, the animal could live. That's what the Mishnah means. If nitel hakaved, if the liver was removed, v'loy nishtar himeniklum, but nothing remained of it. Only then would it be treifa? The next treifa, number 7, is maybe the most common, and the thing that is checked for most, hareya shenikva. The lung had a hole in it. Again, the lung, which is how we breathe, has two thin layers of skin, one inside the other. If there is a hole in both, which means the air leaves from this hole, then the animal is treifa. If the hole is only in one of the membranes, the animal is kosher. Now, I'm sure you've heard the term glatt kosher. I'm sure you've seen the signs. This meat is glatt kosher. What does glatt mean? Glatt means smooth. You see, whenever there's a hole in the lung, you're going to have what's called a sircha. Sircha is like a scab. This scab is on the surface of the lung and it covers the hole. Oh, wait a second. So there's a sircha that covers the hole. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is that the sircha doesn't last long, or at least it doesn't last forever. We know it's going to peel away. This sircha, it's like very sticky. It's a scab. It comes from the liquid that leaks from the lung. Now, there could be certain types that are still kosher, certain types that are not. When we say the meat is glatt kosher, it means not. If there's a sircha, we're not using this meat. We're not looking into whether it's kosher or not. We're not trying to find heterim or using our assumptions. Be'ez Hashem Yisbrach, when you'll be learning Hilchos Treifos, you'll see that a good part of Hilchos Treifos is understanding how the lungs work, the different parts of the lungs, and to understand what would make it treifa. If you were ever in a shlachthaus, you would note that what they do is they actually blow up the lungs and they put it into water and see if there's a leak, the same way one would do with a tube, let's say, of a bike. So, hareya shenikva, if the lung had a hole in it. Oyor, this is the 8th of the 18, shechasra, if the lung was missing one of its sections. One of its sections? Yeah, these are called unais. The lungs have different sections, each one does something else. Remember? The lungs are our lifeline. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, gives us an ability to take in oxygen and give out carbon dioxide. Okay, I'm sure the last thing you want is a science lesson. A healthy animal has a lung that has 2 main sections and 5 smaller ones. If you would see a picture, it looks like a flower with different parts of the flower around the main pipe, the windpipe. Generally speaking, if the animal is missing one of the lobes, it's treifa. There could be a difference, however, which one, on which side. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, I'm sure you'll get a chance to learn about that. Reb Shimon says that a hole in the lung is not going to be treifa. Unless the hole goes into the tubes that branch out from the bottom of the windpipe. Let's try to explain. You ever go to the doctor and the doctor said you have bronchitis? You know what that means, bronchitis? It means that your bronchi is inflamed. It's not serious usually. Take care of yourself. The doctor may or may not give you medicine. But what is this? What's inflamed? The windpipe comes into the lungs, that's what brings air into the lungs, and then splits into smaller tubes. Those smaller tubes are called bronchi, and then they branch out further. If a lung was sliced in half and you were able to look inside, you would see like branches of a tree. According to Reb Shimon, you know when the animal is treifa? Only if the hole would go into like what would be the trunk of the tree, the main part that's like connected to the air pipe. Holes where it starts branching out afterwards, that doesn't bother Reb Shimon. The animal is treifa only if the hole goes into the large bronchi at the bottom of the windpipe. But holes in different parts of the lungs would be kosher, according to Reb Shimon. Okay, so let's chazer over the treifas, even though it's still the same Mishnah. We didn't finish the Mishnah yet, but there's so much information here. Let's chazer over until here as if this was a Mishnah. We learned that if a behemoth is treifa, that means it can't live for 12 months, even if it had shechita, a good shechita, you still can't eat it. In the whole Mishnah, there are going to be 18 examples of things that make an animal treifa, and we're going to review the first 8. The first one was a hole in the food pipe. The second one, a cut across the width of the windpipe. The third one, a hole in the inner skin of the brain. Around the brain, there's a skin, and there's another skin on top of that. The top skin hugs the inside of the skull. If there's a hole in the inner one, that would make the animal treifa. If there's a hole in the heart that went all the way through into one of its two chambers, or if the spine was broken and therefore the membrane around the spinal cord was cut, that's another treifa. If the liver was taken and nothing was left of the liver, that's a treifa. If the lung had a hole in it, or if the lung was missing one of its sections, it's treifa. Reb Shimon says, the hole would have to come into the base hasimpinus. The base hasimpinus is like the main branch, where from there it branches out. These are the little tubes that come out of the windpipe into the lung. So according to Reb Shimon, there has to be a hole into the main one in order for it to be treifa. Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter. Now as we continue in the middle of the Mishnah, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we're up to the ninth of the 18 treifas in this Mishnah. Nikva HaKeva. Keva is the stomach. Now, kosher animals have two simanim, right? What are the two simanim? Split hoofs, and they chew their cud. They're malagera. What does it mean they chew their cud? Animals that chew their cud have four stomachs. And each stomach does a different job in the digesting of the food. When the Mishnah says, Nikva HaKeva, that the stomach has a hole in it, it means the fourth stomach. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Nikva HaMara. Mara is the gallbladder. The gallbladder is actually a sac that's next to the liver. Now, part of the gallbladder is covered by the liver. So if there's a hole there, it's not a problem, because the liver will keep things from leaking out. But there's a part of it that's exposed, that's not covered by the liver. And that's where, if there's a hole in that part of the gallbladder, the animal is treif. So that was the 10th treif in the Mishnah, Nikva HaMara. Number 11, Nikvul Hadakin. The intestines had a hole in them. The Batanur says it also depends which part. Some of the intestines are covered by the other intestine that's next to it. So again, even though there's a hole, but nothing leaks out. But if it's in an exposed part, then it's treifa. What are intestines? It's like a long, try to picture a water hose, that like folds over itself. Like you stip in a hose, just you fold it, not necessarily in a neat way. No, it's in a neat way in the body. It's exactly the way it's supposed to be, but that's what it looks like. You just crumpled it up to get it into someplace. So again, if you took a water hose and you pushed it together, some parts will be against the other part. So if there's a hole over there, it's not a problem. Because maybe by a water hose it would leak anyway, but by the intestines it wouldn't. It seals it. But if it's in a part that's not covered by another one, then it would be treifa. Vaitra says the Mishnah, HaKeres HaPnimis SheNikva. Literally, if the inner stomach has a hole in it. The food comes through the food pipe, and it comes into the first stomach. The first stomach is the largest. It's called a keres. So what does the Mishnah mean, the inside keres? There are two of them? And the answer is really no. When the Mishnah says inside or outside, outside isn't another stomach. It's like a muscle that covers the stomach. So if hakeres hapnimis shenikva, the keres itself on the inside, has a hole in it, the animal is treifa. Oishenikra roiv hachitzoina. Or if most of the outer stomach, meaning this muscle that covers the outer stomach, was ripped, then the animal is treifa. Rabbi Yehuda says, not every animal is the same. Hagdoilo, large behemoth like an axe. Tefach, the shear of how much has to be ripped in this muscle that covers the stomach for it to be treifa would be a tefach. Even if it's not roiv, but if there's a tefach that's ripped, it's treifa. Vektatna, by a smaller behemoth like a calf, then it would be beruba. If roiv of this muscle around the keres is ripped, even if it's less than a tefach, but it's roiv around the keres, then the animal would be treif. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, hemsis ubeis hakoisoi shenikvu lechutz. What does this mean? Hemsis? Beis hakoisis? House of cups? No. This is part of the stomach system in the behemoth. Again, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Maybe we could die. There are a lot of pictures available. I'll do my best to explain it. The food goes down the veshet, the food pipe, obviously into the stomach. A behemoth that is malagera, like we explained earlier, has basically four stomachs. The karis, the beis hakoisis, the hemsis, and the keva. The behemoth chews, the food goes into the karis. There it gets digested for the first time. Afterwards, it goes into the beis hakoisos, which is basically the second stomach. If you look at the picture, it looks like little cups inside. That's why it's called beis hakoisos. Actually, from the beis hakoisos, you know where the food goes? It goes into like little ballies that are called gerais that bring it back up to the animal's mouth. And the animal rechews it. That's why it's called male gera. The gera brings the food up. So again, the food comes through the food pipe after the behemoth chews it very quickly. Into the keres, from the keres into the beis hakoisos. From the beis hakoisos, these little ballies called gera, or it looks like little ballies, force it back up into the animal's mouth where he rechews it again. This time much better. Who tells the behemoth to chew it the first time quickly, the second time much better? That's the Rabbeinu Shlomo put that into the Bria. Comes back down, goes through the keres, through the beis hakoisos, now into the third stomach called the hemsis. There the liquids are removed, and it goes from there into the fourth stomach called the keva. From the keva goes into the intestines. So we already learned that if the keva has a small hole in it that goes through and through its trefa, by the hemsis and the beis hakoisos, by the way, the word hemsis comes to the shayish of musas, like to digest, to crush. So by these stomachs, each one has their own wall. But there's an opening where the food goes from one to the other, where it goes from the beis hakoisos to the hemsis. Now, if they have a hole, shenikvu lechutz, where you can see the hole from the outside, the hole goes through and through, not in a place where the walls are connected. That's trefa. But if the hole's in a place where the walls are connected anyway, so even if there's a hole in one of them that goes through and through, it doesn't go outside, because the other stomach blocks it, then it's not trefa. Suffice it to say, if you saw a hemsis or a beis hakoisos, you would need a little more instruction to know exactly which is which. We were Zaycha, and we learned Chulin, Rav Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, would bring in a cow, not a live cow, and he would show us this. Vayter says the Mishnah, here we have a different kind of a treif, Nafla Min Hagag. This is the 16th or the 18th treifas in our Mishnah. The animal fell from the roof. Now let me explain something to you. A lot of times, Chas V'Shalom, Hashem should protect us. Someone's in a car accident, they rush the person to the hospital. And Hatzalah is going to tie him down to a board and say, don't move, don't move. He says, but I feel okay. No, 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 we have to check you out. Because a lot of times, a person can feel unhurt from the outside, but there could be damage to some internal organs, Chas V'Shalom, or bleeding. And that's why the person is told, no, 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 must go check it out so the doctors can take care of it. Hashem should protect us. Now, when an animal falls from a roof or any high place, it may look like the animal didn't get hurt, but there could be serious damage to internal organs that could make the animal treifa. As a matter of fact, this would apply, this problem would apply to any behemoth that fell from more than a height of 10 tefachim. The 10 tefachim are measured from the ground until the stomach of the behemoth. And here's the halacha. If it was shechted within 24 hours, after it fell, it's treifa. Even if we checked it, and it looks to us like all of its evarim are intact. Because it could be there was damage to internal organs that we don't see. But if 24 hours passed before it was shechted, and afterwards we checked everything on the inside, and we see there doesn't seem to be any shinui in its evarim, it is kosher. Even though it didn't necessarily stand up between falling and the shechita. Or if it stood up after it fell, that's going to accomplish, it would help to be baidikit. And if it stood up and it was able to walk the full length of its own length, then it would be kasha even without bedik. All right, a lot of halachis to remember. But the point is, this is a treifa. This could be a treifa when it falls from the roof. Vayter says the Mishnah, and this is treifa number 17, Nishtabru roiv tzalisa, if most of its ribs were broken. Most of its ribs. And chanami, an animal has 22 major ribs and 8 small ribs. So, what's most of 22? Well, 22 divided in half is 11. So from 12 and on, you have most. So if any, 12 or more of the 22 major ribs, if they were found to be broken, the animal is treifa. But again, the Bat Tanura says it's only if the break is on the half of the rib closest to the spine, and any of the small 8 ribs don't make the animal treifa. So obviously we're not ready to paskin Hilchos Treifus yet from learning the Mishnah, but we're ready to get an idea of the Ezer Shem Yisborach, what you're going to be learning one day. And finally, the 18th of the 18 Treifus mentioned in our Mishnah, Idrusas Hazeev. This is really the Treifa, which is the mashal of the Torah. An animal was clawed by a wolf, but our Mishnah is talking about a specific kind of problem that the animal now has. There's a venom. The wolf attacks the behemoth with its nails and puts in a kind of like a poison. And this would make the animal treifa. Again, there are many halachis over here. It's only if it's attacked with the front feet, or what we call hands. It's not really hands, it means the front feet of the animal. But if the attacking animal only attacked with its hind feet, with its teeth, could be, it does not become treifa. You have to know the halachis, obviously. But this poison, which is this particular treifa, is only when it attacks with its front, what we call hands. It's also interesting, it's only if the animal attacks with a kavana. But if the animal fell on it, we don't say that there's a poison. And again, it's a lifetime of experience to know how to be baidik the animal, and to know all the halachis, to know the metzias, and to know the halachis. Rabbi Yehuda is much more specific. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Drusas Hazeiv Bedaka, being clawed by a wolf, which is not considered a big attacking animal. Now, not that anyone wants to encounter a wolf, but it's not a big animal. It's not like a bear. So it only puts in enough of this poison to make a small animal treifa. So Drusas Hazeiv is only Bedaka, by a small animal, like a sheep, a goat. Udrusas Ari Begasa. But being clawed by a lion, he injects enough poison to make even a large animal treifa. So if a wolf attacks a cow, it wouldn't be treifa. But if a lion attacks a cow, yes. Zokta Mishnah Viter. Drusas Hanetz B'Oiv Hadak. A netz is a kind of bird called a hawk. A hawk has unbelievable vision. It sees like through binoculars and shoots down from the sky to attack something. But we're talking here about a small hawk. It's called a sparrow hawk. It's considered a small attacker. Ememela ba'if hadak. It could inject only enough poison to make a small bird treifa. Udrusas hagas, but being clawed by a large hawk, ba'if hagas, that is enough poison to make even a large bird treifa. Zehakla, this is the rule. Kol she'en kumoya chaya, the animal that shechted is not going to live because it was shechted. It's already not living. But we look inside and we say, if such an animal that was not shechted could have not lived for 12 months, then the din is treifa. Okay, so let's chazer over the last 9 treifais. If there's a hole in the keva, so like we explained, the keva is the 4th stomach. Number 10, nikva amor, if there's a hole in the gallbladder, if it's on the side that's not covered by the liver. Gallbladder is a small pouch next to the liver. Sometimes you'll hear someone had a gallbladder operation. They had to take it out because it got infected, or a stone gets caught in it, little stones. Or the intestines had a hole in it. We explained after the stomachs, the food goes into the intestines. That's called a dakin. The 12th one was if the inner stomach, the keres hapnimi, that's the animal's first stomach, had a hole in it. Now, really, like we explained, when the Mishnah says a keres hapnimis, there is no outer stomach or inner stomach. What there is a sheet of muscle that goes around the keres. So pnimis means the stomach on the inside, not the muscle. If that has a hole, it's treifa. Or the next treifa is if roiv of this muscle on the outside was torn. Rabbi Yehuda says, not necessarily roiv. A large animal becomes treifa when the tear in the outer layer, this muscle outside the keres, is a tefach. And a small animal becomes treifa when most of it was torn, even if it's less than a tefach. Then the 14th treifa was the hemsis of besakaisis. Hemsis is the 3rd stomach. Besakaisis is the 2nd stomach. It really goes from the veshit to the keres. From there to the base of Kaisis. Then we explained the geirois, like little ballies, push it back up. That's called malageira. The behemoth chews it again. And then it comes down to the hemsis, which is like the 3rd stomach. So if either the hemsis or base of Kaisis had a hole in them. It has to be a hole that is visible on the outside of the stomach, and it's not hidden by the other stomach. Those were treifas 14 and 15. The 16th was if it fell from a roof. We discussed the various different halachas that could apply. When you could check to see if it's okay, when you cannot check to see if it's okay. We said if most of its ribs were broken, these are the outer ribs. The animal has 22 major ribs, we said, 8 small ones. The 8 small ones will make a treifa. But if 12 of the 22 major ribs are broken, the animal is treifa. Then we spoke about udrusas hazaev. It's attacked by a wolf. So we said here it's with the front claws of the wolf. That's where there's a poison, if it means to attack. We explained that Rabbi Yehuda says that a zev, which is considered a small predator, a small attacker, relatively speaking, again, nobody wants to run into a zev or a wolf, whether it's small or big. But that only has enough venom, bedaka, to kill a daka, like a sheep or a goat. But a drusa sari, if there's an attack by a lion, that's even bagasa. That is enough venom to make treifa even a large animal. Mishnah concluded by saying, Zeklal kol she'en kamoy chaya treifa. If we see after shechita that the animal has a defect, where another animal that didn't have shechita would have not lived for 12 months, that animal is considered treifa. Now, normally when the Mishnah says Zeklal, it comes to include something. And the Gemara gives us many, many halachas of what the Zeklal teaches us. 7 additional treifas that aren't mentioned over here. The Batanura adds even another 4. And like I said, we're just looking at the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot to learn when it comes to the halachas of a treifa animal.